چشم پای روشن دریاییم. ببین وطن باب بهشت امروز، طلوع صبح سرنوشت امروز. ببین وطن باب بهشت امروز، طلوع صبح سرنوشت امروز.
The Islamic Revolution leader praises Iranians for their massive turnout at the February 10th rallies. Iran urges the EC or parliaments to join hands in resolving the regional problems. Also ahead, Pope Benedict XVI announces resignation due to ill health. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and many thanks for joining us on this edition of Domitom Network English News. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has lauded the Iranian nation for their massive turnout for the nationwide rallies marking the victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Praising the vigilance and insight of the Iranian nation in creating such a great epic, Ayatollah Khamenei describes such a turnout as a great divine blessing which deserves eternal gratitude. Drawing a comparison with other countries, the leader said the Iranian people are the real stakeholders of the revolution, therefore they shoulder the responsibility to stage the annual festivities marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Ayatollah Khamenei further said Iranians are always present when it comes to safeguarding the Islamic Revolution, which has brought them dignity and independence. The leader added, despite their media campaign to downplay the massive popular support for the Islamic Republic, the enemies cannot ignore the reality and will reach the inevitable conclusion that their plots to confront the Iranian nation are all doomed to failure. Top parliamentarians of the Economic Cooperation Organization member states have started their first meeting in the Pakistani capital city of Islamabad to discuss expansion of relations and bolstering cooperation. The top lawmakers also approved a charter for inter-parliamentary exchanges among ECO members. Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani told the gathering that the international stage is no longer unipolar, adding, in such a situation, regional accords will best serve the interests of the people. The senior Iranian official also called for closer convergence among the ECO member states against the plots hatched by foreign players in the region. Turning to the crisis in Syria, Larijani said Iran seeks democracy in the country. However, he went on to say weapons will never deliver democracy. Established in 1985, the Economic Cooperation Organization has 10 member states, namely Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Turkey, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. And Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi has arrived in the Russian capital Moscow to attend a session of Iran-Russia Joint Economic Commission. The top Iranian diplomat and Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak co-chaired the meeting, which is also attended by a host of Iranian and Russian businessmen. Upon arrival, Salehi said during the two-day economic gathering, joint working groups will explore fresh avenues for expansion of bilateral ties in the areas of commerce, transportation, urban development, mines and industries, as well as energy, science, technology, tourism and telecommunications. The outcome of the meeting will then be translated into a final document that will be signed by the two top officials. Iran's cement production is estimated to reach 76 million tons in the current Iranian year that ends on March 20th. Director of Iran Cement Producers Association Abdulreza Sheikhan announced the figure on the sidelines of an international meeting in Tehran on cement industry, energy and environment. The official said the Iranian industry enjoys a high yield, adding 11 tons of cement have been exported from Iran in the past 10 months. In the meantime, head of Iran's Environment Protection Organization, Mohammad Javad Mohammadizadeh, said the body has planned to stop using fossil fuels in cement factories countrywide within 1 year in a bid to contain the existing levels of greenhouse gases. A major Egyptian political alliance says the U.S. embassy in the capital city of Cairo is harboring plans to influence the internal Egyptian affairs. The Independence Current, an umbrella body of over 30 Egyptian political parties and groups, made the call a warning in a meeting in Cairo. During the gathering, lecturers from various political standpoints spoke out against the U.S. meddlesome attitude toward the